Key Code New Generation Series. Level 5. Page 105. Activity 2. Read the posts about surviving Christmas times. Think of the words to complete them. Then underline the information. Who said or mentioned? Susan Neal, Mum.
I joined a shopping club 2 months ago. They said I would have no problems with the parking, but it turned out to be impossible. It's always filled. You needn't think about how crowded the shops get. At some point this year, I've seen it as a competition one must train for. That hard doing Christmas shopping has become lately. But it should not be taken as a tedious duty, so talking to people about their own Christmas shopping experiences can help a lot in finding solutions. What I can tell by now is that I always try to find the best moment. For some, it may not be that fun, but we are talking about avoiding difficulties and enjoying, so Monday or Tuesday evenings work fine for me as the busiest days and nights are from Thursday on.
Carol, student.
Christmas season is not the same for me. For most people, it is all about spending time with their loved ones, but for me, it is business time. Every year, I decide on a project to work on. This year, it is renovating my room. And also getting something cool for my dad's studio and something nice for my mom to have in the kitchen. Although there is no doubt about me being willing to do what it takes to get it done, I sometimes worry about me not enjoying Christmas days. I guess I could get it become memorable times by recording some videos everywhere we go. Then those videos could be edited and given away, as Christmas presents. The first step could be gathering the family in the living room and then watching the videos together before giving them away. That's it. It doesn't have to be anything rigid like a forced plan, just let yourself go and take advantage of every single minute you have to celebrate and enjoy. By the way, there is no need to spend too much money, Christmas shopping can be done everywhere, even in small markets and street stalls.
Roberta, manager.
It was nothing to worry about before I became the restaurant manager. After work, I just met my husband and children at a mall, and we could spend the evenings with no mad rushing. Actually, my husband and I sometimes let our kids guide the shopping. It was always fun. However, after my promotion, everything became a matter of organization, strategy, and time management. I must admit that I always get pleasure from my work, and the ways I had to change and grow as a professional are impressive. But it is not the same for my family. They say it is okay, but I can see in their faces it is not. So, I once stopped for a moment and went like, "Hey, why don't you go shopping right after work over a plan? I have been learning to manage time successfully, so why not transferring that knowledge to my family time too? Good for us as there is no cooking to do on shopping days. We usually have something at the malls, and the best part, after a couple of hours, our kids always go like, "Mom, I am tired. Can we go home now?" And then, right after we get home, the kids get to bed and fall asleep immediately. More time to sit and spend time with my husband. We love watching TV at night together. So, the moral here: whatever you are good at, use it anytime, everywhere.